From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Abby Ivrigania. The Missouri House has passed a state budget plan that provides more money for K-12 public schools while cutting higher education funding. House members sent the nearly $28 billion budget for the next fiscal year to the Senate for review Thursday. The plan provides more than $3 billion in basic aid for public schools, which is the full amount called for under state law. The House also softened proposed cuts by Republican Governor Eric Greitens to higher education. Most public colleges and universities will still see a 6.6% cut, while the University of Missouri faces a 9% cut. The Missouri Department of Transportation is currently reviewing more than 200 of its administrative rules. MoDOT is asking for public comment on everything from construction projects to signs. Republican Governor Eric Greitens ordered the review in January. The order requires state agencies to identify and amend ineffective or unnecessary regulations. MoDOT Assistant Chief Engineer Kathy Harvey says many of the rules in place are a result of federal and state laws, but the department will revise what it can.
But for those comments that we can accommodate, we can make changes, make things clearer, we can make the adjustments to make things easier, we will certainly do that. So it will depend entirely on the comments.
The department is accepting comments until June 5th. Republican Governor Eric Greitens secured $45 million to provide high-quality internet access to every school in Missouri. $6 million was appropriated from this year's budget, and $39 million was provided by the federal E-Rate program that offers discounts for Wi-Fi and high-speed broadband for eligible schools. Daniel Lebhart is the administrator of the Holiday C2 School District in Northeast Missouri. He says faster internet speeds will allow the school to provide new services like virtual field trips and online classes.
I think if we were offered a higher quality internet, there would just be so many more options out there for our district and for our kids. And I think that's where the governor is really focusing on.
According to the governor's press release, over 100 schools in the state don't have quality internet access. Missouri Auditor Nicole Galloway says she's investigating potential conflicts of interest related to state officials' work with a trucking technology company. Galloway announced the investigation today after reporting from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch said current and former Missouri regulators have worked with the nonprofit Help Incorporated. It's the only company that provides technology allowing truckers to bypass Missouri way stations. The newspaper reported, Transportation Department and Highway Patrol regulators blocked competition from coming to Missouri. A lawmaker and lobbyist told the paper the FBI is investigating, but the agency declined to comment. Recently introduced legislation could allow Missouri adults to go back to school. This week, a state Senate committee passed a bill that would establish 4 adult high schools across the state. KBIA's Jamie Braidwood has more.
About 500,000 adults in Missouri do not have a high school diploma. The new bill would give adults over 21 the opportunity to earn one from an adult high school. The schools would also allow students to work at their own pace if they are also balancing employment. Childcare would also be provided. The bill is supported by the Missouri Chamber of Commerce. Tracy King is the Vice President of Governmental Affairs. She says the school would boost Missouri's workforce.
So helping these adults obtain their high school diploma is going to help improve their prospects of entering the state workforce and help filling the jobs that businesses are struggling to fill.
A committee would select a Missouri-based nonprofit organization to be in charge of building and funding the 4 schools, including one in Boone County. House Bill 680 now advances to the full Senate for debate. Jamie Braidwood, KBIA News, Columbia.
A freshman Democratic lawmaker from St. Louis was able to persuade the Republican-controlled Missouri House to restore funding for a jobs program that Governor Eric Greitens wants to be cut entirely. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin has details.
The amendment, sponsored by Democrat Bruce Franks, would add $6 million into the state's youth summer jobs program in St. Louis and Kansas City.
Who come from the highest crime areas, who are the most at risk, and, you know, that's 2,700 youth, you know, off the streets doing something productive and following this comprehensive approach.
Franks says the money would be shifted from another social services program, which doesn't need as much funding. The Missouri Senate must also sign off on the House budget before it can be sent to Greitens. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
Abby Ivrigania, KBIA News, Columbia.